Breakfast with Mark Bigley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
17 minutes past six on SENSA Breakfast. Mark Bickley out, Bryce Gibbs in this morning, and we're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA, alongside Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and Land Pride attachments. Still got all the regular things to dig very soon, elephant in the room. And actually, why don't we do this right now, Gibbsy, a sports update, because there's plenty of sport to talk about.
Certainly is, Walshy. And Melbourne will be without live wire forward Kosiah Pickett for its bumper clash against Brisbane after failing to overturn a one-match suspension. Fox footy journalist David Zeta was at the tribunal hearing yesterday and reported the Demons were unsuccessful in having the suspension thrown out.
Kosiah Pickett's one-match ban stands. It is still medium impact. It is still a reportable offence. They find they had the potential to cause injury. A concussion or facial injury is a realistically possible outcome, and there is ultimately the medium classification stands. So, Kosiah Pickett, the Melbourne Football Club, they made a very lengthy case for Adrian Anderson. It's failed. He misses against the Brisbane Lions this week.
Michael Voss has revealed the speculation around Sam Walsh's health can come to an end as the star midfielder prepares to return for the Red Hot Blues. The former number one pick is expected to play his first game of the season when the undefeated Carlton take on Adelaide in the Bryce Gibbs Cup at Marvel Stadium on Saturday. Voss told SEN Sam Edmund that he's looking forward to having Walsh back in the Blues engine room.
Yeah, the reality is we just had to get through some milestones with him, and we're so grateful that we get to have him back. He's obviously a very important player to us. So you can understand that we obviously took our time trying to be really clear with where we needed to go with him. And I'm not sure how much patience there was for other people outside, but it's certainly a popular question I got at press conferences every single week. I can confirm he gets through training and he'll play.
Tony Vidmar has named Keegan Jelicic and Lucas Maragas in the Oliru squad after Nestoroy Irrenkunda opted against accepting a call-up for the Australia's Olympic qualifiers. Irrenkunda has been penciled in by Vidmar as a possible replacement for Marco Tilio, who withdrew from the under-23 Asian Cup with a quad injury. Adelaide United's teammate Stefan Mork is delighted to have Irrenkunda saying with the Reds for the weekend's clash, and says there are several reasons why he may have chosen not to stay in the A-League.
The Olympics is a great platform for players to get moves overseas as well. Nesta's already got a move to Bayern Munich, so maybe his focus, to be honest, is on getting to Bayern Munich for pre-season. And
there's a lot of interest about that one, Gibbsy, because he's the most exciting talent in Australian football at the moment, but there's been a decision made for him not to be part of the squad. It's obviously not his talent, but I think there's a lot of things to take into consideration, and we can ask Mark Milligan about this. Bayern Munich might be saying, actually, no, because this could be the future of Bayern, so we need to make sure that he's healthy. It could be his professionalism off the field. We don't know any of that stuff, so it'll be good to have a crack at Mark Milligan about that. Oh, hold on. There's Champions League this morning, and this is why you're a little bit distracted, because your team's playing.
Oh, I was going to bring this up with you, because I'm not an Arsenal supporter.
I know, you're a Liverpool man.
Yeah,
I was just trying to stitch you up to see if you were
going
to get nervous.
Hang on, what's going on here?
I was just seeing how long it would take for you to smash me and go, Arsenal at the top of the Premier League. We want Liverpool at the top of it. It's okay. So to take you through a couple of those scores at the moment, because we are in the quarterfinals. So the team we were just talking about, Bayern Munich, are leading Arsenal 2-1 at the moment. It is approaching halftime. Actually, no. My computer froze. It's 2-2. Jeepers Walsh. So the two games are locked away at the moment. Arsenal and Bayern are 2-2 at the moment. We can play some highlights of the goals a bit later. And Real Madrid and Man City are 3-3. That's amazing.
Absolute scenes in these two games. And a couple of late goals by the looks of it too. So they're locked away. They're going to have to play a
well, it's only the first leg.
Oh,
so
two.
if they just go 2-2 and 3-3, then the second leg will be just winner takes all. So then the games tomorrow, PSG face Barcelona and Atletico Madrid play Borussia Dortmund. We will be all over that because we'll be live on air at that point. If you have anything to say about that, 0427 154 166. Thanks to Tyre Power. The Power Up Sale is now on. It's SENSA.